With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Welcome back to Philadelphia, Alan. Thanks for joining us today.
Well, thanks. You have to admit my timing is pretty good. Just 3 days ago, I published Get Trump, and now they're trying to get Trump. In fact, I got the title Get Trump from the Attorney General of New York, who campaigned for office on the promise to, quote, get Trump. That's where I got the title for my new book. So, you know, obviously, this is an effort by the District Attorney of Manhattan to get Trump. They didn't find the crime and then look for who committed it. They found the guy, Trump, and then they looked for crimes, and they couldn't find any. The federal government wouldn't prosecute on the campaign contribution. The state DA wouldn't prosecute on the Records Act. And then they elected a new DA, and some of his people didn't want to prosecute, and he decided he wanted his 15 minutes of fame. And so he will probably try to get Trump and indict him for a Mickey Mouse crime.
Yeah, I heard you on another interview today. I was glad it was by happenstance, and you were very good, and the host, Glenn Beck, was good with you. And you talked about, I think you referenced, and I've heard it in one other place, the Edwards standard. And that's
right.
Federal. But as a general guideline, Edwards pretty did as much the same thing or maybe more as far as I see it.
Yeah, and in this case, there are so many explanations for why Trump resolved the case, made a deal with Stormy Daniels. You know, obviously nobody wants their wife to know that they were involved in a adulterous affair with a porn star, and it wouldn't do his business very much good. It wouldn't help his children, and so, you know, he obviously had mixed motives, and that is not enough to justify a campaign contribution, a violation. That's why the federal government didn't go after him, but the state prosecutors decided to stretch and contort the law and just in order to get Trump. And, you know, I'm a liberal Democrat. I want to vote against Trump for the third time. I'm not a Trump supporter. But I don't want some DA to tell me who I can vote for or who you can vote for or who anybody can vote for. And, you know, it was Robert Jackson, the great Attorney General of the United States under Roosevelt, who said any prosecutor can rummage through the hundreds and hundreds of statutes and find some technical violation to get almost anybody. And that's not the way the law should work. The law should work, find the crime first, and then go and find out who did it. But when you target somebody, as Bragg obviously did, it involves, KGB-type prosecution. The head of the KGB said to Stalin, show me the man and I'll find you the crime. And that's what exactly happened here. They decided they wanted to get Trump by whatever means are necessary, and they searched through all the statutes. They gave immunity to witnesses. And they made up a new crime that never existed before, and they're trying to get him on that new crime.
To back up a bit, so on the stand, your argument is that a jury, well, maybe your argument's not, in New York, they could believe it, that Trump's motive, because I can hear them saying, look, Trump didn't care. He did this on his wife and kids. He doesn't care about that. It was mainly to be elected president. You think that would be pretty tough, even with a New York jury, to sell that?
I think it would be number one. Number two, even if they sold it, it wouldn't be enough legally. I don't think you can turn a misdemeanor, a records violation on the state level, which has, by the way, a 2-year statute of limitations, into a federal violation, which carries a 5-year statute of limitations. This happened 6 or 7 years ago. So it's beyond both statutes of limitations. And they're going to try to twist and turn to say, no, but, you know, he did this and he did that within the statute of limitations. It's just an effort to try to get Trump. That's the goal. The means are anything. And the shocking thing to me is how many civil libertarians, people who would generally be opposed to this kind of stretching of the law, are in favor of it because it's Donald Trump.
Also, what do you make when you see these people or you have friends in those circles that this helps Trump, is my analysis. Ultimately, we don't know that definitively, but it wouldn't take him out to be president, even if convicted on this. And even people that are sort of critics or not pro-Trump say, you know what, this is just not fair. It just softens him a bit. It helps in the end.
Well, I hope that people realize that. I don't want to help him. You know, I don't want him to be the next president. I want to vote for a Democrat. But that's up to the people to decide. But it may help him if he has, you know, a perp walk and fingerprinting and all of that. He can hold his hand up high and say, I'm fighting for you. And he's right about that. Because if this could happen today to Donald Trump, it could happen tomorrow to your Uncle Charlie or your nephew or anybody else. If you give prosecutors the power to target people and go after them, there's no limit for that. Remember, in New York, there's no recall like there was in California. The governor can remove a DA, but the governor is a Democrat. So there's no recourse. And that's why I wrote my book, Get Trump. I think the only recourse is in the court of public opinion. And
what do you make? You and I have never talked. I'm here in Philadelphia with Larry Krasner, who's much smarter, in my view, than some of these Soros-backed DAs. But Soros is hit upon the underbelly here. If you put DAs in that are just going to go with their own personal ideology, either not prosecuting criminals correctly and or prosecuting just police or somebody like Trump, you don't have to spend even $1 billion to cause a lot of damage. What's your thought on what's going on with that?
Well, I do think that, I don't know whether Bragg ever spoke to Soros, but I'm sure that Bragg realizes that if he does this and gets a popular prosecution of Trump, that he can count on Soros contributions for his next reelection. Look, sometimes when I'm on talk shows and people attack Soros, others say, oh, my God, that's anti-Semitic. No, it's not. Soros is a bad man, not because he's Jewish, but despite the fact that he's Jewish. And we should all go after people who are trying to manipulate the legal system like this. And so I'm going to keep attacking Soros. I'm not an anti-Semite, obviously, and nobody should worry about that. You know, some people in Eastern Europe use the name Soros the way people used to use the name Rothschild, the bankers of the world. But that's not what's going on in America. We're opposed to Soros because of his possessions, not because of his ethnicity.
And you're one of the last guys, I don't know, you probably have been on Bill Maher a lot. I've had Maher on 4 or 5 times, identifies himself. I don't know if he says classic, but he says, look, I'm a liberal guy, and that's what I'm always going to be in file. There's a big difference between that and progressives or people that aren't even ideological. They just are using the system unconstitutionally for whatever the mere moment is. In this case, get Trump.
Yeah. Yeah, look, Bill Maher and I may be the last two prominent standing Democrat civil libertarians. They're disappearing quickly. And, you know, CNN is cheering on this prosecution. MSNBC is cheering on this prosecution. Liberal university professors are cheering on this prosecution. Don't they understand that this will establish a terrible precedent that today is used against the Republican, tomorrow will be used against Democrats, and the day after tomorrow it'll be used against your Uncle Charlie? And we just can't allow that precedent to go forward. That's why I wrote Get Trump. I want to fight against this in the court of public opinion as hard as I can.
Also, I heard you say today you're defending someone who your contention is, or his contention, he was allowed into the Capitol on January 6th, a smart law student who has been punished because of that.
That's right. And people who engaged in physical demonstrations, violence, in fact, some causing physical harm, and in some cases even death, they have not been prosecuted to the limits of the law when they had, you know, post George Floyd demonstrations. And we can't have one law for the left, one for the right, one for Democrats, one for Republicans. We just can't allow that to happen.
Absolutely. So, Professor, the next book is out on April 11th on capital punishment.
Yep. Yeah, but this is the one I'm interested in now, because Get Trump is today's story. capital punishment. You know, I've been arguing against capital punishment since I was in high school. But Get Trump, that's the book I hope people will get, because that will send a message to the Braggs of the world. You can't do this and get away with it without at least there being some accountability.
Absolutely. Do you follow the tournament now? You and I have talked about your basketball career at Yeshiva Academy, I think. And we're trying to arrange you to play Dr. Fauci. He doesn't seem like he's interested at this point. But
no, I would love to do that. You know, we grew up in the same neighborhood at the same time, and he was a much better basketball player. He was a starting guard on maybe Xavier, I can't remember, one of the Catholic schools, and I was a substitute. I was like number six. I played, but I wasn't a starter on Brooklyn Talmudical Academy, but I did guard a guy named Ralphie Lipschitz in Madison Square Garden, and Ralphie changed his name to Ralph Lauren. So I actually guarded him, and he wasn't a great ball player, but he dressed very well.
Gotcha. Get Trump is available on Amazon.com. Any place else you'd point us toward?
Anywhere, but get it on Amazon, because, you know, that keeps a list of bestsellers, and that's important for the promotion of the book. So Amazon's the best place to go. You just press a button and you get it the next day.
Thank you, Professor. Thanks very much, as always.
Oh, thank you.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.